All right, guys, welcome to Game Chat. This week we are talking about Beyond Two Souls, which was developed by Quantic Dream back in 2013. Written and directed by the great David Cage. Moving on. So introductions, we'll start with that first. I had something for introductions here. I didn't post what I wanted for you guys to do for introductions. What did I? Oh, that was right. Okay, intros. Say your name, as well as if they existed, if you'd want to have a ghost tied to you, like Jody and Aiden in the game. You can just say yes or no, or give an explanation. Whatever you want to do. Starting up at the top.
All right, this is Frank. No, otherwise known as Franco. And maybe, you know, all depends. Okay. Certain times, private times, I don't think would be appropriate.
You want to be able to turn it on and off.
Yes.
Go away.
Go to the other room for 15 to 18
minutes. Lock it in the closet for a bit. It'll be fine.
Yep.
Next.
This is Jonathan. And just to be interesting, I'm gonna say yes, because I ain't afraid of no ghost. There's gonna be a lot of those references.
Yeah, I bet.
Just give you guys a heads up.
I bet.
This is Madeline, and no.
That's a no.
I'm Kevin, and that is also a no.
Okay. Okay, we got a trend. Next.
This is Chris, and I think the only, if I had a choice, it would have to be Slimer from the real Ghostbusters.
Oh, that would be interesting.
Yes.
So definitely, I really hope you could see him too. Like, only you could see him, not just as a spirit, just this big green gob.
Just like ectoplasm everywhere too.
Exactly. Exactly.
Still attached by an umbilical cord.
Oh, ew, God. Okay. All right. My name is Steph. And, you know, I want to go with yes. Why not? You know, you only live once. Why not make it interesting?
You only live once until you're attached to another person.
And then you die twice, and you're still alive.
You're still... It never stops, guys. It never stops. But you only live once as, like, in flesh. So why not have it? I mean, they could teach you things. They could make your life a living hell. They could... Why not? Anyways, so... again, we are talking about Beyond Two Souls. If you're listening to this, there will be spoilers, of course, just a fair warning. Beyond Two Souls is about this girl named Jody, who, as you've heard us talk, has a spirit named Aiden attached to her. And she's had the spirit attached to her since pretty much birth. A lot of things happen because of that. I mean, pretty much her life is guided because of that, mostly by other people, unfortunately. You know, she's studied and then brought into different programs and basically just used throughout the 12 hours of the game. So starting into it. So Jonathan made me aware. Now, I played the game on PlayStation 3. And Jonathan played it on PlayStation 4, but you also said that you had a European copy, Jonathan?
Yes, I did, but I'm not sure if it's because it's a European copy
or it's just because it's PS4. Did anyone notice that you get a choice to either play the game chronologically or as it's written, which is out of order?
Yeah, actually, I played it on the PS4, and that was a choice as well for me.
What did you go for, Franco?
I went for all natural, way it was presented.
Okay.
Yeah.
For those listening, like, the game is presented in different chapters, but they're all kind of out of place, out of order. I mean, I think that they do it.
So that makes so much more sense to me.
Oh, no.
No, so because I played it when it first came out on the PS3, And I remember it jumping around a bunch. And I watched it on YouTube, and everything's in chronological order. And I'm like, am I hallucinating? Or,
wait a minute.
Or is this like...
Yeah.
That makes so much more sense now. And I feel better that I'm not going crazy.
Chris, you're not crazy. You're not crazy. This was actually a choice that you could choose.
Oh, okay. I feel a lot better now.
You're fine.
Wait, you could choose to play the game in chronological order?
If you played a
on the PS4, yeah.
On the PS4, if it was a new copy, and I'm guessing probably, I don't know if it was, I mean, I would guess that they would update. Oh, no, it wasn't on PC. It was just on PS4. I mean, on the PlayStation. So, yeah, there's a PS4 copy. You could play it in order.
Yeah.
So did you guys, if you chose, or if you didn't choose, would you have rather have played it in order? Do you think they would have made more sense as a game in order, or as it was originally written to be out of order?
I don't know. I'm tending to say the original order, mm-hmm. knowing how the game ends up. I mean, there's a couple moments towards the end where you would take a jump back, and you're like, I don't see what this has to do with anything. You know, can we just get this, move on to the next chapter kind of thing?
Mm-hmm.
When they went back to her childhood for a few things. So, yeah, but yeah, no, I think, I think it almost, this game has like total, I don't know if anybody would ever want to replay it because it's so long.
I replayed it and I enjoyed it.
Okay. Shot just down saying, like a duck saying, over a marsh.
I'm just saying for listeners that I really enjoy the game. So I guess if you enjoyed it the first time, you could probably replay it and still, but it's been like 2 years too. Since
yeah, I would have replayed it too, but my PS3 setup isn't as comfortable as my PS4. So why I didn't actually go back and replay it.
Yeah. What about you, Chris? Since you watched it in order and you played it out of order when it first released, a few years ago, did you prefer a certain way?
I like the out of order a lot better.
Mm-hmm.
Because it adds to the whole mystery of what's going on.
Yeah.
And everything. Yeah. Like this way, it just, to me, it felt a lot more boring because it was all, going in sequential order and.
Yeah.
You didn't really have that mystery of, like, what's going on.
Yeah.
Because I remember, you were playing as an adult, and then you'd go back to your childhood, and then you'd bounce around, and it...
Mm-hmm.
I think it felt, like, the storytelling doing it that way felt a lot better than just going straight through.
Mm-hmm.
You would have to do a lot... Oh, okay, go ahead, Kev.
Oh, I think it also makes a lot more sense story-wise for it to be out of order, because... when the game starts off, I'm not sure if this on the PS version is like she's in wherever she is, and she's like, "Oh, I need to sort out all my thoughts and memories of what happened up to now." It's like, "Oh," so she's like going and remembering all these things, but they're all not in the correct order.
Which
makes a lot more sense than her, like, "Oh, I need to sort out my memories and then remember them all in the correct order."
Yeah.
Go
ahead, John.
I was just saying, I agree with that. Because, I mean, just from a storytelling perspective, it's like playing it out of order, as Chris said, it's like added to the mystery of it, to the story. I was like, where it's like, "Oh, what am I doing next?" It's like, "Oh, I'm running through the woods in this section. Oh, I'm a kid." They're like, "Oh, I'm in the desert. What?" And then, so it's really, I found that very interesting. Whereas now that I played through the entire game and I can imagine it in chronological order, it's like a lot of the twists and stuff, it's like, I could have spot that a mile away.
Playing
it chronologically.
Yeah. Yeah, I kind of agree. And I'm sure that, I mean, I can't guarantee this or put my hand on a Bible and say this, but I mean, I would almost be 80% sure that they probably wrote it to be out of order. And so, I mean, I can't think of any instances, but I'm sure that there are things that kind of play off of from one memory to the next, from one chapter to the next, that kind of weave them all together.
The introduction of the entities when she's a little kid, mm-hmm. and then her having to deal with them
yes,
when she's grown exactly. up. Because otherwise, you'd have to wait a really yeah. long time to ever see them again.
Yeah.
Keep right. it in chronological.
Yeah.
Yep.
But I'm sure that was just something they kind of added in just to be like, here, here's something interesting if you want to replay the game.
Can... Yeah, they had to put in incentives for you to yeah. buy it
yeah.
again.
Oh, yeah, for sure. For sure. Oh, yeah. Yeah, which makes sense. Was there a chapter that you, different chapters created different issues? Gameplay-wise, you had to deal with different things in different chapters, of course. But were there any chapters that you felt kind of like that you wanted to go back and redo due to messing up a lot or making certain choices?
Well, I went back and actually redid. I'd gotten through Navajo, and
yeah, that's right.
And then I realized that by me misunderstanding the dreaded Aiden mechanic, the demon got away.
So what part of it did you have the most trouble with?
With that, two things. That with that chapter, mm-hmm. if you don't, I mean, Paul gets hit, the father of the patriarch of the family gets injured in that chapter, and they carry him into the house, and the game sort of like, I'd say it's a little dirty pool if you ask me. You walk in, and the first thing you see is the mother, and you sort of like your natural reaction mm-hmm. is to go talk to the mother,
mm-hmm.
and if you do that, that totally yeah. cuts off you going to see to fit the yeah. to heal Paul.
Yep, Paul dies.
And oh. I do that. I did that the first time, and I'm like,
"You could heal him."
Yes, yes, yeah. it's a huge part of it. It yeah. makes that whole chapter so much better, in my opinion. If you heal Paul, because you get to go to the gravesite and you get to see the cave drawing and all that stuff.
Well, you get to do that anyways, even if Paul dies.
If you screw up the ritual, you don't get to go to the gravesite.
Oh yeah, if you screw up the ritual.
Right, which I did, which made me replay it. So,
oh no!
So wait, I replayed it. It wasn't too bad.
Too many problems.
Yeah, and it was the first time I used the healing mechanic, and I was like 25, 30 minutes trying to heal Paul, yeah, trying to get those two little things to go over his injured spot.
Oh my gosh! Bless your heart.
Yeah, I stuck with it. I'm like, I'm not leaving this room without healing him.
Yeah.
You're gonna make it.
You're gonna make it.
Yeah. I did something similar. My first playthrough, I healed Paul. I don't know how I was. I guess I was just thinking about him, and I was like, I'm going to go and heal him before I talk to this old woman. I don't think I saw the old woman the first time I played it. This time around, though, I kind of forgot about him being back there. And so I just went. I was like, oh, yeah, I need to talk to this old woman. And then at the end of the sequence, it shows them both in the grave, Paul and his mother. And I was like, oh, I messed up there.
Oh,
I messed
crap.
Up real bad.
But, and that's like one of the big parts of the big trophy of everybody lives, everybody dies.
Yeah. Yeah,
yeah, Paul's one of those characters that you have to save.
Yeah.
Which, not to get ahead of ourselves, but I'm really upset how they include the mother on that part. Because that was the second toughest choice in the game was when you decided what to do with your mother.
Oh yeah, yeah.
That was like a good 5 minutes sitting there debating.
I did it without even realizing, but I'll talk about that later.
Okay, that happens a lot in this game too. Sometimes you do things you don't even realize.
I didn't realize
what you did. You know, it's like
killed everybody.
Yeah.
Oh, you killed every. You didn't even rescue the people in the fire. Oh my God, you artless bastard.
Well, wait. Okay, no. No. Okay, we'll come back to that.
There was a dot on the mother, and I was leaving the room, and it was like, do you want to leave or do you want to stay? And I was like, oh, I'll stay. There's something else to do in here. And so I went over to the mom.
Yeah, there was a
white dot on her. And I was like, oh, okay. Like, there's something else to do with the mom. Because the first time I played, I didn't kill her. I mean, I didn't, like, you know, whatever. I didn't touch her heart or whatever. So I motioned. Yeah, I motioned toward the white dot, and mom died, which I wasn't upset about. I didn't.
I'm still okay with the decision. I stand by it because I can't imagine an eternity living in that sort of hell that was represented for her. Okay, being trapped in the infra-world.
She would have been in a coma for the rest of her life. I mean,
right, and you see, and the game represents it to you that she's pretty much trapped by the entities, and she's in a living hell, so to speak.
Yeah.
So that was my primary thought when I decided to do what I did.
Did anyone not kill her? Oh, okay.
Grandmother killers. I didn't get that far.
I don't think I did.
That's the one that you spoils it for everybody lives. If you kill your mother, you don't get the everybody lives ending.
Yeah.
So that's, I protest to the game that should not have been.
No.
I didn't look at all the endings, so I have no idea.
Yeah. I know. I don't know.
I don't know if that counted in, Frank, because.
Well, she's the one of the ones that you got to save.
I mean, because I got the everyone lives ending.
Well, they say everyone lives, but. Yeah.
And both Paul and the mother were dead.
You know what? I'm sorry. Let me take that back. I think when they say everybody lives, everybody dies. I think it's
the people in the end.
They're talking about Ryan and Cole. Yeah, they're talking about
Ryan. Cole and Ryan. Yeah.
Right. I'm thinking about there's a trophy for saving the two people in the fire.
Okay.
Saving Paul, letting your mother live, and I think saving Ryan and Cole.
You need to have
too much work.
Apparently, the all saved is Walter and Jimmy, Paul, Nora, Cole, and Ryan.
Paul didn't count into it because Paul died, and I got the everybody lives ending.
I'm sorry. So that's for the trophy.
I'm just
there's
saying,
a trophy,
guys.
And then there's an end. The ending, two saying. Separate things.
Yeah, that's the trophy.
Right, there's two separate things: the endings and the trophies.
It's a game about ghosts. Does it really?
Well, that's when I got to the very end. We'll talk about that, I guess. But that's the only. I mean, a couple of like the thing with the mother and with Paul, and then the bar scene is a totally. You know, there's a way to go that totally blew my mind, and I'm like, I would have never thought to do that.
That was something with me. Just I get this way with all these kinds of games, like the kind of choose your own adventure. You know, story-driven games. Like, whereas with like Telltale, you know, it's like there's a big long episode that will tell you choices after that episode. You know, since this is like each chapter will tell you all the things you could have done and the percentages. I always hate that because then that immediately makes me go like, because I always want to just go the path less traveled.
Right.
So when I see I did like. The popular one, I mean, maybe like, I want to redo it. But
you're so talented, Jonathan.
Yeah, well, I never bothered to redo anything, but I did that with the birthday party chapter. Because I don't know even know if you can, but I wanted to replay it and kill those kids.
Just set the house on fire?
You set the house on fire.
I set the house on fire, but I let him escape.
Stab the way too old to be a teenager British guy.
Oh, okay. I hid in the stairs. Yeah.
I found the birthday chapter to be one of the weakest written chapters.
Oh.
Well,
Well, of what I saw, I didn't. They're probably worse written.
Why do you?
But
think
it is one. It is a pretty bad chapter because it's just so stereotypical of for like
people
teenager. That don't know what teenagers are like at all. Like they can be horrible, trophy. But they're not horrible in that way because that just is badly written. Horrible teenager.
Yeah.
And
like after you see a girl use magic, then you decide let's make fun of her for using magic.
That's like middle schooler level of making fun of kids, not like teenager level. Yeah.
That's just not thinking ahead.
And
also they're all living on a military base.
Base that studies abnormal.
They know she's part of this abnormal group. That
right.
It's like, it all seemed a little bit like, okay.
Yeah.
They're bullies. I get it.
Yeah.
And then I set the house on fire, but I let them escape. Like, I opened the door and let them out. And of course I let them out and they were all like, she tried to kill us. And I'm like, I should have let you burn.
But what I find funny though is because Nathan gives you the book because he doesn't know what teenagers like. And then the chapter itself is written like the writers don't know what teenagers. So it's like, oh, wow.
Maybe the chapter is written by Nathan.
It's just a meta commentary.
Yeah, it's just, yeah. All right. Okay.
So going off of that, like, did you guys have a favorite chapter in the game? And why?
So I think for me, it was between the Navajo and the, what was it, the Winter Submarine one?
Really?
Yeah. Wow. The James Bond level?
Yeah.
The James Bond level. So I want to check in with Madeline on that chapter.
The James Bond chapter?
Yeah, but go ahead, Chris. What is your thought?
Yeah, first we need to hear why those are Chris' favorites.
For the Navajo one, like, I don't know what it is, but that one just kind of stuck with me with, I guess it was because it kind of, like, upped the supernatural aspect of what's going on.
Yeah.
And I think for Jody, it would have been good for her to realize that, you know, there are things that can't be explained.
Anyway. I agree.
But I don't know. It was just, there was something about it that I think there was just a lot to do there that,
made it
enjoyable. Mm-hmm. And, you know, kind of similar to the James Bond level where it was just, there was a lot of like different little puzzles and stuff to do.
True.
So, you know, it felt accomplished once you finished the chapter.
Yeah. Okay. Anyone else have a favorite?
For me, I have two also. I guess it's a tie between the homeless chapter and the last level, Black Sun.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Which, mainly the first part of Black Sun. Mm-hmm. Like, I love the whole, can I go into?
Sure.
Are we saving the ending? Okay. I think my favorite part, what made that stick out to me was just when like the evil stereotypical general like traps Jody in the chair and then you have to be Aiden and Aiden has to go find help.
And
you go downstairs and you find Ryan and Cole hanging out and you have to figure out a way to get their attention.
Mm-hmm.
And they just, I loved that they knew Jody so well that they were just like, yes, okay, this is Aiden, you know? They didn't go through the whole, oh, there's something here. It was like, oh no, this must be Aiden. And then you had to, I love the whole concept of you had to keep leading them.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It just made sense. And I just, that scene in itself made me like Ryan 10 times more.
Yeah.
Because I didn't like Ryan up until then.
Yeah.
That was Aiden plays as Lassie. Mm-hmm. What? Timmy's stuck in the well? Of course.
Yeah.
There is a dog in this game.
There is
it? Well, there's the police dogs.
There's a bunch of dogs.
If Aiden is Lassie.
Yeah, there.
There you go. I like the Navajo as well because it's sort of like, as Chris said, it connects other parts of the world for Jody. Like, there is another spiritual aspect outside of Aiden and her entities that she gets to interact with and sees them as well. So I like that. And the homeless, I think the homeless has to, you know, I just love that episode. That's when I actually got my faith back in the game. I was starting to lose my patience with the game at the CIA with the battle scenes. And then when you got the exposition with the CIA, it was, I mean, not the CIA, the homeless, mm-hmm. sort of brought me back into the game and said, okay, I'm sticking this one out. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
The combat sequences made me hate this game. Just the quick time, because it's
like, dodging.
Yeah, the dodging. It's like, because it's like, it's so, for me, it was so not intuitive, because sometimes it's like you're supposed to duck, but sometimes you're supposed to lean into it.
Yeah.
And it just, it frustrated me. But I could talk all night about that, but I won't.
Yeah.
That seemed like a common theme in
Quantic Dream games.
These games. Yeah. They're not combat good at all.
Well, I mean, like, when they were first teaching you, it's like they gave you that directional arrows, and like in Telltale games, they give you the arrow.
You have an arrow, like, yeah.
Okay, yeah. This one, they didn't give you an arrow. So...
Yeah, I was constantly going in the wrong direction.
The time when they didn't give you an arrow, they didn't. It almost seemed, because even in times that I, like, after I played for a bit, like, I started thinking, oh, okay, so if I wait a couple seconds and don't make an immediate move, like, you can kind of see Jody move in the direction that she wants you to go. But sometimes that was a little muddled because of the camera angle. Mm-hmm. I couldn't tell if I was supposed to push down or push back, or she was trying to duck, or she was trying to, like, I made a lot of mistakes of, like, I didn't know if she was trying to
hit or dodge. Yeah.
Right. Exactly. She was trying to, like, put force into the person, or she was trying to dodge away from them. Mm-hmm. So
on all my playthroughs, Jody, like, ran headfirst into so many, like, trees. And
oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Like, it was almost comical.
Yeah.
But on the bright side, because I was so terrible at all the combat, I got a lot of the roads less traveled because I did so terrible, and apparently everyone else was at least halfway decent.
Yeah. I would like to think that if it was brought out now, that those would be better, because I think...
Yeah, I would hope so.
You know, because that was back in 2013, so it was like a good 5 years ago, and that was kind of around the 2 or 3 year probably year mark of, like, QuickTime events being kind of a thing, I think. You had the Telltale series just start. Like, I think I looked up Walking Dead started in 2012. And then they had The Wolf Among Us. I think that came up before the Walking Dead. I think.
First Wolf Among Us?
Yeah.
Came out like after the second season, I think.
So I think it was around that time. I mean, I would just guess so anyways.
Yeah, the other chapter I almost replayed was the condenser, because I actually got confused. It was so dark in that space. I got confused and walked out. I didn't realize if you walked out, that was an ending.
What was the condenser?
Where they had the first accident at the Army's condenser.
Okay.
And you're set the alone. Yeah, you're out? Let's send in the 14-year-old to fix this. Oh, yeah. And
we're going to drive all the way there and then be like, you don't have to do this if you don't want to.
Exactly.
Now we're going to show you all these dead people that are dead.
Exactly.
Exactly. Yep.
So I get about halfway through, and then I must have made a wrong turn. And I guess if you turn around and go to a certain point, the chapter ends. Like, you chickened out, you didn't go into the experimental room. And I'm like, wait, what? I didn't even get to where I was going.
Weird. So what happened then?
It just, you just end up staggering out of the thing and they blow up the condenser.
Oh,
okay. You didn't even have to go in after all.
Prefer it.
Yeah, jeez.
So did anyone have any chapters that caused them problems?
Yes.
Oh, right. Tell.
Madeline, extent. Please.
So I am, this is not meant directly at those of you that enjoy this chapter, but oh my goodness, so many problems with the Navajo chapter.
Okay, so all right. Problems.
No, I can understand.
I'm listening,
that.
Go ahead. The doctor is listening, go ahead.
you show up and, like, despite even them being like, we're not going to tell you what's actually going on. And then you, Jody, still being like, okay, I guess I'll stick around with these people that are actively putting me in danger. Because that's just what everyone has done to me in my life. But then White Girl gets the spiritual, like, vision, and then when she's messing with all of, their ancestors' bones, then the demon attacks during the day, and that's when stuff starts getting really bad. And so if you don't do it right, then she ends up killing Paul and the grandmother. But then she also is the only one that could have gotten rid of the demon, even though Grandma had the key the whole time. And then I'm going to make out with older brother, even though I just killed his family and he's been a jerk to me the whole time. A nice younger brother that I think you can play baseball with, right?
I don't know. I didn't know that that was a possibility.
I think in Cryotic's playthrough, he played baseball. Like, you can, like, he talks to you and spends time with you.
He gets
totally friend zoned.
Yes.
And then, now that you've taken, like, everything else you could possibly take from these people, and they're like, oh, also, here is a motorcycle.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
On my first playthrough, I was a little thrown back by them just giving me the motorcycle. But in my second playthrough, I realized you can fix the motorcycle on your own and get it running.
You can?
Yes.
That's something. Oh, yes. But, like you, not only are you, like, how else can I hurt thee? Let me count the ways. Oh, man.
I can see that. I mean, it's true. Yeah, Navajo is kind of out of the bluish. And I guess you could say that for the homeless, too. I mean,
the
homeless seems like it could. It seems like it could make more sense because she is on the run.
Well, and the homeless, she doesn't like cause any. As far as I remember, she doesn't cause any heartache with them.
The reason that the house got set on fire.
Because she beat up those guys. Yeah. Oh. They're the ones who set the fire.
Don't blame those guys' actions on Jody.
Yeah. They come and tell you when they beat you up after you get out of the house.
Yeah.
But still, it's on them.
Yeah.
They're beating up what? Stan. Anyways.
So, anyone else have any chapters that they had issues with?
Oh, I think called the escape? It's the one chapter where she's running from the cops on the train. It's called Hunted. I found that really unrealistic. Like, she's able to... Like, I don't know if she, like, ended up getting injured or something, but it seems like she's kind of limping the whole time when running away from them, and then somehow able to climb up on a train in the rain, which is moving, however fast trains move. Fight off cop.
She's already been CIA trained at this point, though.
Yeah, so she's.
But it's in
highly,
the rain.
Quote unquote, highly trained. Well, they train in the rain as well.
Well, if you play like I do and are terrible at quick time events, she never gets on top of the train. She just kind of falls out.
Yeah. That can happen as well. Like,
I could not get out of the window in time. I messed that up. And so I got captured. And then I had to, like, have Aiden possess a guard and lock a guard in a room. And then I had to just go to another window and then just jump off.
I read like a chapter summary of that, and because I didn't finish watching it, and you can get like captured and then escape like two or three times in that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of on a railroad that you're going to escape them. It's just how.
Yeah.
It's, yeah. Yeah. So.
Yeah. I thought the, oh, I don't know the name of the chapter, but it's the chapter where it's the mission where she goes into the foreign country and to get the,
oh yeah, yeah,
kill
yeah.
the
yeah.
dignitary.
Yeah. That episode,
quote unquote.
Yeah, Somalia, Mogadishu, south of Africa,
yeah.
country.
I thought the chapter was a little too drawn out, personally.
Yeah, I agree.
They're trying to make up for it not being an FBS.
I guess. I don't know. A little too much. I don't know. I thought the kid, little boy, was actually with the rebels, and he's with the president. His father works for the president. I'm like, that confused the hell out of me.
Yeah.
That's because the CIA does dirty stuff.
Well, even still, they did that because that way you actually care that you killed this person.
Yeah,
Otherwise, you don't.
Feel the impact. Yeah. Well,
you don't care.
Right. How many people have you killed before this?
Yeah. A lot.
Jody needed a good reason to.
I hear you. But go ahead.
But yeah, I mean, I enjoyed the game, but I think one of my biggest gripes is that each chapter, like, seemed like its own random movie featuring Jody and Aiden. Some of them connected, but then, like, but just like the Navajo chapter, it's like, oh, she's in the desert and she's hanging out with this Navajo family. And then she's back at headquarters with Willem Dafoe, and it's just like, oh, okay, I'll do a mission, one last mission, but this is my last. I'm out after this one, you know. Then it goes full on James Bond. Submarines, secret base, torture scene, like escape before the bomb explodes. I enjoyed them. I had fun with each of them, but it was and then that's not even talking about the date chapter where it was just like a rom-com. Oh. My ghost doesn't want me to have a boyfriend. He's causing shenanigans.
Which turns out to be...
Your brother.
Did anybody cause shenanigans? Or I let them be? I tried as much as I could.
Yeah, I let them be. Yeah.
I think I might have a few times, but then left it alone.
Yeah.
Yeah, I... After I broke the TV, I felt guilty and I stopped. Because it was a nice TV.
I didn't even know you could do that. The one, like, huge thing that bothered me about that was, one, that there was so much to do, and I kept missing things to do. I was just kind of waiting around, and, like, what else? I basically went around the apartment, like, 6 times around the edges, trying to find, like, okay, I'm missing something because nothing is happening. If what happens at the bar scene, which is another interesting scene. When she's younger, you go to a bar and you think that you were invited there by quote unquote friends, and you get there and no one's there. Only like 3 or 4 guys is in this dive bar.
Yeah.
Franco, I think you know more about this. Like, if you get assaulted, then when you have your date with Ryan later, it affects you. And so you don't...
No happy time with Ryan.
You kind of react strangely. But then I'm also like, that's really far in the future. I mean, it's not far in the future.
Yeah, chronologically, you're
but
right.
Also,
yeah,
if that happens, Ryan, like...
He's a total tool.
Jody's sitting there on the bed sobbing, and Ryan's like, well, I guess I should go. And he just leaves.
You're having a bad day. I'm leaving.
OMG, you jerk.
That's why I hated him until the last chapter.
I was like, I guess that was strike one, right?
Strike one. Also, Ryan is like 15 years older than Jody.
That's a good point.
My gosh. Like,
you were creepy a little bit on him.
Yeah, he already had an ex-wife.
She's got to be like at least 18, 20 maybe, tops.
That really messed with me because when I remembered the recruiting, when she got recruited, that he was the one who like was arguing with...
He's the one that went and picked her up.
She's coming with me, or I'm taking her.
Yeah, I remember that after the fact. It was like, ooh. Mm-hmm.
Ryan is 38, and she's like 24 to
20. Oh, at that point, she had to be no more than 22.
It's a big jump.
And the game wants you to end up with him at the end. Yeah. I'm just like, I will stab all of you.
He gets a cool eye patch if you played it right.
Putting all that aside, like,
yes,
I think character development wise, I think that he, I mean, not there wasn't too much development with too many of them, really anyone, but he does by the end. He is, I mean, he does go out of his way to help her and to protect her. Not saying that that makes up for everything, but he does become a bit better, mm-hmm. but not all the way better. Not like, do I want Jody to spend the rest of her life with this guy better? But also, I think that was kind of a weird switch for him because, like, you go from him being that person. You go from him, like, kind of being a douchebag to her, you know, especially, like, during the mission.
It's part of the mission. It's and what
then,
we do.
And then, like, the next time you're with him, he's, like, you know, he's, like, sweet. And so I think that was more of a character writing issue than anything. Mm-hmm. That there wasn't an in-between, like, how, like, there wasn't a bridge of, like, okay, she can forgive him, like, you know, or, you know, she... You know, he proved himself, or he grew up, or, you know, whatever.
The Kazakhstan mission was where was supposed to be that for him.
Good Lord, no.
It was supposed to be that for him.
Oh, it was horrible, though.
It was terrible.
Totally revealed himself to be a puppy man,
He's like...
So what is the president?
No, the Kazakhstan mission. When they're in the frozen waste.
Oh, the James Bond where he totally professes his love and all that stuff.
Yeah, and he's like, if it makes any difference, I'm sorry. And I'm like, F you.
hey, it doesn't make a difference. And not accepted.
I've always loved you, Jody. Did you ever love me? I'm like, hell no.
Please hold.
Well, I'm just going to freeze to death here. Then, I guess.
You hear Madeline yelling in the distance, yelling across time.
Oh, no. All right, real quick, Madeline, can you pee in minus 40 degree weather?
You can get frozen urine down your leg in minus 40 degree weather.
It'd
it would be like a piece of corn.
Yeah, it would be rough.
And it has to get also, out, I guess.
Going back to the controls.
Yes, Jonathan.
So just you're playing through this game, and I hated the quick time event controls, but also just I felt the movement controls sluggish. Which I mean, understand that it's a Quantum Dream game. It's like I get that, but it's like the running. Anytime they made you run, and it like didn't put you just on a set path. Like you had to direct yourself. Mm-hmm. I hated that, and so there were so many times. Yeah. There's so many times where I just hated, like, I hated her running and walking, and then it's like, oh, let's make this worse by putting her on a horse. Let's make this worse by putting her on skis. Let's make this worse by putting her in a submarine. It's like, give me normal controls.
The way that they animated them to, like, to have, I mean, which I kind of appreciate from an artistic-looking standpoint, that they did have, like, specific ways that they, like, turned. And they did animate that. But then also it makes controls way more sluggish than they should be. Because it takes her forever to turn around because she's like doing these weird body movements that they programmed her to do to make her look more realistic. But it also makes her look unrealistic when you're trying to move around like a real person.
did you ever have the game glitch Jody in a wrong place because of those weird animated movements?
No, that must have been your European version.
So, Well, this one, it made me... I accidentally bought a European copy, but luckily PlayStations are not region locked. So. Yeah. But one of the things that made me so mad was during the homeless section, which I told you that was probably one of my favorite chapters.
Yes.
It was during the fire scene.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, oh, we got to save everybody. Yes. You know, save Stan, saved.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, I know what you're
Wilson.
Getting at. Mm-hmm.
But it gets to Jimmy, and you have to, Aiden has to possess Jimmy to jump over the gap.
Yes.
I do that, and then somehow, after that cutscene of like Jody telling Jimmy to run, somehow me trying to get turned around there teleported Jody where Jimmy was on the ledge.
Whoa.
And I was trapped.
Oh.
I couldn't, and all I kept hearing was the baby crying in the background.
Oh, no. Oh my gosh.
And I had to start over at the checkpoint, which thankfully the checkpoint was right when the fire started.
Yeah.
Okay.
But that made me so mad because this was like, I was really invested, and then that just took me so out of it, and I was just like grumpy after that. If I could figure out a way to post it, I took a video of it because I was just like, this is ridiculous. Like I screen recorded it.
Yeah.
But so it's like just, the movements.
Yeah. It was tough at sometimes. Speaking of controls a bit, segueing from that, did you guys, so in the game, for those listening, in the game, the gameplay switches in between Jody and Aiden. So certain things you have to do, or certain parts of the story, you have to be the ghost that she's attached to achieve certain things. You know, to like possessing people and making them shoot other people and then shoot themselves. And and then, of course, you play Jody. So did you guys find that distracting at all? Like, do you wish that you could have either just played Jody or, interestingly, played just Aiden for the entire game?
I loved that, like, that mechanic of being able to just switch at any time to Aiden.
Mm, yeah.
Made me love this game. Like, that's the reason why I really stuck with this game, and I found it interesting. Yeah. Just because I remember it was that first like test scene where she's in the test room as a kid. Mm-hmm. And I like had to like teleport and go mess with the lady in the other room. And I remember just at that thought, I was like, wait, can I go through the two-way mirror? And I did that. And you go in and you can hear a conversation of Cole and Willem Dafoe talking. And that was the one of the first levels of the game. And I was like, whoa.
Cole,
that is so cool. I was like, that's what I realized. I had to remind myself as I was playing, I'm like, oh, I better switch to Aiden and just like snoop around,
yeah,
you know, and see what I could find.
Yeah,
like during the Navajo level, mm-hmm. I spent probably way longer than I should have, just going to the edges of the room, snooping on everybody in the rooms.
Right, seeing what everybody else is doing.
It's funny.
Grandma's sleeping. Yeah,
okay. I forgot about him. I mean, until I had to use him, most of the time I just played as Jody. Like, to me, it's not that it seemed out of, but to me it seemed more of a mechanic than like, this is a shared story, you know, like I didn't ever feel compelled to just switch to him for no reason. It was always whenever the game prompted me.
I was going to say, yeah, it is. It was and it wasn't, you know, because towards the end, you realize you can do things with Aiden, but you only can do things that the game will let you do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. Sure.
There are sometimes it's like, oh, why can't I just choke this guy out? Well, now the game's, well, I mean, like, well, you're being interrogated. You're being interrogated. You know, let's just choke the guy out right here now.
Yeah.
You know, And it's like, no, the game, the designers don't want you to do that. They want you to take another route.
Okay. It was very, it was very targeted with that, in that,
yes,
you know, sometimes some things worked, and sometimes, you know, like, sometimes, like if you just switch to Aiden, or without any prompt from the game, and you would kind of look around, like, there was a very small limit to how far you could take the spirit, like how far you could see. But when the game wanted you to, Aiden could travel for could travel feet away. Like for instance, in the, like, that scene in the snow, like, it's like, you know, the guys were
she's on the other side of the base.
Jody's like, everyone's yelling at Jody, of course, again, to find some, like, a shelter for them. And so she's like, Aiden, go. You know, go fetch the shelter. And you switch to Aiden, and he, like, it's like on the other side of the base. And it's like, oh, okay, I can travel down this road, but I can't travel over here anywhere
past. Can't leave the house in Navajo.
Yeah.
One time when you really want to see what's going on.
They do kind of explain that, though,
with the ash.
With the
house.
Yeah, and the
Well, when you're
the
when
talismans you're, and stuff that they have hanging up.
Well, that, but the whole, like, distance travel, when you're doing the thing where you go to that dinner party thing and you're breaking into that safe and everything, you know, it shows how when Aiden goes further than what the normal distance is, it starts to affect Jody.
There was no indication that it affected her.
There at least is somewhat of an explanation as to why you can't travel too far with.
I get that, but what I'm saying is sometimes the game would let you travel way farther than what you usually can.
You could travel, you could go through any wall except this wall.
Right, just to serve story. Which, I get as a developer standpoint, from a developer standpoint, it makes it easier, but it, you know, also as a player, you're like, well, why can't I do this at other times as well? The one thing we brought up a few times is that, or at least I noticed, like, I didn't notice it my first playthrough, but I noticed it in this one, I'm guessing just because I played it before, and so I noticed different things, but how the characters treat Jody, and just, it always feels like Jody is being used by everyone at every point in her life, in every chapter. And it feels like a lot of the side characters are just jerks to her, like, either all of the time or when it's convenient for them. So how did you guys feel about, did you guys notice that as well? How did you feel about how Jody was treated throughout the game, or
other characters in general? I did notice that it seemed like either people were, you know, really kind to her, so much so that it seemed a little unrealistic to me, even though I love the homeless scene. Just the fact that she just happens to find this nice group of just very altruistic homeless people that are just happy to be together.
With a heart of gold.
But then it was like, you meet the teenagers, and they are all just the scummiest teenagers in the world. You know, it's like, oh, the general is the, like, most evilest, stereotypical evil government general ever.
Yeah.
You know, and it just...
Mad scientist.
It's like the scientist, it's just, like, all of it. It's just, like, it either the people were, or, like, even her step-parents. Like, her mom was, like, her stepmom was just very loving and very kind, and her stepdad was just...
the worst.
I'm working, Jody. Quit bugging me. It's just even like the kids, like when she's doing the snowball fight, it's like it was just like a complete, I mean, granted, I mean, it's kids, but it was like it was like, hey, Jody, come play snowball with us. Mm-hmm. And then, like, not even 30 seconds later, she's a witch. She's mm-hmm. a witch.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, burn her. She's a witch.
Yeah.
She turned me into a newt.
And like, there was no even reasoning behind. I mean, I don't think there was any reasoning behind them calling her a witch.
Well, didn't Nathan, like, semi-choke the one kid?
Yeah, Aiden.
How are they going to know it was from her? She wasn't choking him. Aiden was. A spirit. Yeah. They can't see.
And at the same time, like, I don't know why Aiden picked that to do. Like, so many other things you could have done besides try and choke
the kid.
That 8-year-old boy who is just rubbing, like, as far as things that are hurting Jody, rubbing snow in her face.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, humiliating.
Being a,
is something every child that grows up with snow will go through.
Being an 8-year-old boy. Yeah. Yeah.
Present.
Yeah.
Yeah. I never could get a good grip on Nathan. I was vacillating between up until the very end, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
But even when he got his own big office and job, you know, I was still like 50-50 with Nathan. I'm like, I don't know if he's got 100% of Jody in mind. I think I always had that feeling even at the beginning that this is his pet project. You know, and it may not be more than that to him, that he's being so sugary to her is just to grease the wheels, so to speak.
Well, also him grieving the loss of his family.
Yeah. Yeah, so he's clinging onto her.
Kind of like a surrogate daughter and everything, you know?
Yeah, that would be one place where doing it in chronological order might have definitely changed your idea of Nathan.
Yeah.
I mean, from the get-go, I mean, I've never seen Willem Dafoe in anything where I'm like, I trust that guy.
He has that face, doesn't he?
But yeah, I mean, then just throw him in the uncanny valley and he gets even creepier. But I wanted this to be the game, like, let this be the Willem Dafoe that, like, I'm not terrified of.
No.
Right. You know, and then but the moment Jody woke up in his Bond villain layer of office.
Yes.
like there were statues, there was this big screen. I'm like, it's painted it was red. Tricky.
Did anybody take a peek behind the wall?
No.
I tried to.
Yeah, there's a big black wall there with his hand reader.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The first time I woke up in the office, I went in, I changed to Aiden and went through the wall and saw the experimental area.
And so you knew.
Although I was pissed, I couldn't read anything on the boards.
Oh, okay.
And I'm like, damn. But I knew he was up to something.
Of course.
Yeah. Like, I was... Like, I didn't trust him because it was Willem Dafoe, but I wanted to. I wanted to give him the benefit of a doubt.
And just his demeanor when he talked to Jody was, I mean, in his office at that time was kind of like, you know, and he told Jody at one point, which is something I remembered throughout the rest of the game. I was like, that son of a told me, like, he told Jody to, like, he was like, we'll never, like, the last time that he sees her before she goes to the training base, I think he's like, you know, they can never, like, something like, you know, we'll always stay in touch, we'll always have each other,
we'll always be here for you.
He never contacts her, like, he never tries to find her, he never tries to I mean, he could be looking for her, especially with his new position and the money that he has. He could be sending search hounds to go and find her if he really cared for her.
That's the opening scene, right? Is when she's running away, he's the one rushing to the cop in the middle of nowhere to be like, they have no idea what they're dealing with.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So when she escapes, he goes after her, but that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But... Although everybody always rooted for Cole, you know.
Yes.
Oh, always, Cole. Yeah. The altruistic
Mama
one.
Mama Cole.
Mama Cole. His Mama real Cole.
That was the thing. Is even with
I felt Nathan, bad possessing him.
I liked Cole. I wish he didn't call her princess all the time, because at a certain point it got a little kind of cringy. I was like, please stop calling me princess. I'm a grown woman. I'm not a child. Like, you can be nice to me, but don't call a woman pet names, even if you know her.
But you were right. It was he was Mama Cole. He was Mama Cole.
Mama Cole.
But I mean, oh, but yeah, during the diner scene, where, like, I was doing all sorts of things with Aiden, and it was telling me to possess Cole, and that was one of the things. Like, I was so angry that, like, when I finally possessed Cole, I was like, this better be scripted, or I'm gonna restart this chapter over. I don't care.
I'm done.
It's just
don't do anything to Cole. Yeah,
I mean, you just possessed your Mama Cole. You don't do that.
So, moving. So, did you guys have a favorite character? Other is it Cole? Was there any other characters that you liked, or any characters that you hated?
I'd have to say Cole, and then Stan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Stan.
Hmm? Stan's a close second.
Stan's good. Stan's a good person, a good character. I'm going a little literal.
Aiden.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Oh, Aiden.
Yeah. What a.
Now, can I ask? Now, I was suspicious of Aiden, like when the game started. Like, I don't know if everyone was,
because
I wasn't sure if like it was a ghost
or
like,
an entity
some mental
or,
thing,
yeah.
Or like my first thought was like, oh, this is like her demon attached to her. Mm-hmm. Like I was thinking like mm-hmm. Screwtape Letters. Everyone has their own demon. Mm-hmm. Like
yeah.
So I was thinking like, so of course he's always gonna mess with her. He's not gonna look out for her.
Yeah.
But then like as you play as Aiden and as you do things, so. At the end, when they do the reveal where she realizes that Aiden is her, you know, twin brother.
Yeah.
Like, that was when, like, I was, like, I was almost crying. I'm like, oh, I love you, Aiden.
Yeah, that was a big hit. That reveal was a big hit. Yeah.
Going towards the ending, since we're cutting close on time. But so, what ending did everyone get?
Okay, I took the Black Sun.
There's 24 different ones for those listening.
Okay, yeah, including the James Bond eye patch. But just to say, I mishit a button and actually ended up squealing in the Chinese James Bond area. I immediately thought,
so that's the torture scene. If you don't,
talk, Ryan loses an eye.
Really, he was too pretty to get hurt.
Yeah, so
he's much cooler with an eye patch.
I'm sure he is. Yeah, anyway.
That's what humbles him.
It doesn't. Yes. It does not. But that's okay.
All right. So the Black Sun, which seemed to be the longest walk in history.
Oh, yes.
For that size room.
Yes.
I'm like, how far away is this thing?
Yes.
Reverse black hole. It was pushing you away.
It's metaphorical. Yeah.
So I saved Cole. I have no idea how I saved Ryan. I read that it has to do something in how you interact with Nathan at the Black Sun.
Oh,
I don't know what
the
exact magical combination is, but Ryan ends up living. Go ahead, Jonathan.
I was just going to say, did Nathan live in anybody's? Because I think that was an option.
I don't know whether he commits suicide or he gets I think either he commits suicide or Aiden kills him, I think.
Okay. I'm not sure if he could, there was a way where he came out alive or not. I mean, he committed suicide.
I don't know. Yeah.
So,
go ahead.
I'm sorry. I know I was sidestepping. Go ahead, Frank.
Yeah, and then Black Sun, during that whole all those quick time events, I'm like, if this kills me, I am going to throw this controller so hard.
Yeah.
Luckily, I did read, you can die at that point. You can
you can
miss the quick time and you can die.
Yeah.
Which really sucks. You know, obviously you hit the switch. Get the big reveal on Aiden, choke up, and then you're standing in that corridor, and for the life of me, I'm like, well, obviously the light part is going back to the real world, and the dark part is going back it is going into the beyond. And I had it totally reversed.
Oh, no.
Yeah, yeah, I thought that too.
Yeah, well, that's just when you have the white dots and you get to look in.
Yeah.
So I looked in and saw, oh, the light part is going into the great beyond. Okay, because I saw my mom and Shishimi there, whatever her name was, grandma. Mm-hmm. And then I looked into the dark part. And then I said, and then it asks you, what do you want to do? Do you want to? And I can't imagine, I don't know what the numbers are, how many people would choose to be. My immediate thought was, I'm going to go to the beyond eventually anyway. So let me go live a life first. Mm-hmm. So yeah. I chose go live a life. And I chose Jay. Sorry, Madeline. mainly, because Ryan hadn't totally earned my trust.
Well, at least you had that. That was the most important thing.
And I always thought, the other thought was, he's always going to be a company man, no matter what he says. Mm-hmm. And C is, if two of us together are going to be awfully easier to track down than just me on my own.
Yeah.
So if I want to get out of this life forever, Ryan can't be a part of it.
Yeah.
And I was totally thrown off by the Zoe choice. I didn't know what that meant. So I went with Jay. If I had known what the Zoe ending meant, I probably would have went with his.
Did anyone choose Zoe?
Don't get mad, but I originally chose Ryan.
But then, that's just Ryan my first playthrough.
But then because I wanted to see the rest of the endings, replayed the epilogue.
Yeah.
Well, I replayed the epilogue once, and I chose Zoe. And that's, if I could choose again, Zoe would be the ending I'd want to choose.
So what happened, and for those listening, Zoe is one of the homeless people. She gives
the baby, yeah.
Zoe is the baby.
In that chapter.
Zoe is the baby.
Zoe is the baby.
Yeah, Tuesday is the mother, yes.
Okay, I was completely, okay. Anyways, yeah,
we're all confused.
Tuesday's the mother, she was in the homeless sequence, she gave birth to Zoe. So what happened when you chose Zoe, Jonathan?
Well, if you choose Zoe, if you had kind of started a relationship with Ryan, she, you know, there's the breakup scene and she's like,
yes,
I can never be with you. And
that's,
he's like,
any choice, it's not Ryan. Yeah.
You break up with Ryan unless you stay with him.
Kind of relationship with him.
Yeah.
And so when you go with Zoe, you know, she does the whole, the choice was clear. I go to the only people that truly cared for me. The homeless people.
Yeah,
and I knew they did cutscenes where, like, she remembered that Stan visited her in the hospital and was like, hey, I got an apartment. I thought Stan alone got himself an apartment. I didn't know they were all still living together. But they're family. I get it. But it's so, anyways, she goes, basically moves in with them, and it's Stan and was it Wilson?
Mm-hmm. Jimmy.
Yeah. Jimmy, and then Tuesday, and baby Zoe. And by that point, Zoe's a toddler. Like, she's like a year old.
Yeah.
And Jody says, like, the moment she sees Zoe, she realizes there's something special about her. She has the same connection as her to the infra world. And so then she's like, I'm going to train her. And then they do, which each ending has this, but then it flashes, there's this weird flash forward to, like, the post-apocalyptic future, and Jody's in battle armor, and there's demons all over the place, and the big cliche alien hole in the sky.
Yeah.
But in the Zoe ending, it shows Jody doing her thing, but then an adult Zoe's, like, by her side. It's like, we're going to team up and save the world.
Save the world. Yeah, which I kind of like to see, but
whatever. Up for the sequel.
But the bad thing about, the one thing I didn't like about that chapter was that Aiden doesn't come back in that ending.
Yeah.
Whereas if he chose Ryan,
Franco swears he can see a blurred. I did not see that blurry thing, Franco. I'm sorry.
I don't know. Maybe I don't know. Maybe it was my brain twitching out on me because of my J ending. You go back to Navajo. If Paul lives, he's there, and, you know, obviously Jay is happy as hell to see you.
But it shows that
the little brother stares awkwardly.
Yeah, it's like, damn, I'm missing out again.
But
then it, she it goes to nighttime. She wakes up, you know, sleeping with Jay, who is butt naked. And and it's cold, obviously, in the Navajo Desert. She blows steam on the mirror, and you get Aiden writes in the mirror. No, still there.
It wasn't cold because of the desert. It was cold because Aiden was
I realize that now, yeah. Still here, I should say. Still here. And I just have to laugh because the Seth posted that video of all the endings, and every time, in every single ending.
He doesn't hit everyone, yeah.
Well, not for everyone, but every time I saw it, it still, like, got me. You know what I'm saying?
Aww.
You know, I was like, oh, yeah. He's still here. And then I swear to God, as right hand to the sky, in my apocalyptic ending, there's somebody standing not on her left where Zoe stands, but somebody standing on her right.
Are you sure it's not the soup that you see, like the soup?
Maybe, I don't know. Maybe I was on drugs at the time. I don't know.
Okay. Go well, Franco knows what he saw. And if Aiden's there, then that would make sense. So, I mean, I'm sure he's there anyways. It's just not, you know.
Right.
But
if I had to do it again, I would. If it said Zoe and the homeless friends, like maybe that's a Saturday afternoon cartoon, but superheroes, you know, Zoe and the homeless. I would have probably
it should have just Zoe. Said Stan. It should have said Stan because it's like I didn't remember Zoe, but it said I guess Stan.
Stan like, would have thrown me off too because I said, "What I really want to go live with Stan."
That's true. It's like, that's true.
If it had said the, you know, Stan and friends, Stan definitely would have locked into that one.
Yeah, seeing Stan next to when all the other choices are Jay and Ryan, it's like
I don't know. I think I would if Stan was a choice, I would go Stan. Anyways,
okay.
Madeline, what ending did you
I watched.
Yeah,
I don't have a PlayStation, but I watched in Cryotic's ending. He went with Zoe, and then in Jazzy Guns, who's the playthrough I watched this time, she unfortunately went with Ryan.
The first time I played, I went with Ryan. That was 2 years ago, and I was streaming the game at the time, so I was going for the most, romantic ending, I guess. I don't know. And this time, I thought about it a bit more, and I was like, I thought Ryan was cute, and I thought that he did okay at the end, and he was very chivalrous, and he did risk his life for Jody, but... I just don't know if I want to do that. But actually, after some thinking, I went with the alone ending, hoping that it would be probably one of the better endings because, you know, I was thinking, okay, alone. Like, she will not choose any of these people and she will go and find, and make for herself a different life in the city or off in the countryside. And meet new people. No. I mean, well, it didn't show that. The alone ending is pretty much her being alone forever. It shows her walking around different cities, which is fun, but she's completely alone.
Well, not really alone.
Talking about seeing ghosts everywhere, which, okay, whatever. So I'm imagining her becoming like some kind of like traveling Ghostbuster. That would be fun.
Paranormal investigator.
It doesn't show that. It just shows her like walking the street with a bunch of ghosts being, and she's like, ghosts are everywhere. People live among them. They're standing right next to us.
Sleeping in your bed.
And then, and then she goes back to, like, it shows her in an apartment alone. And the television gets all fuzzy, and Aiden writes into the television screen somehow that, you know, it's still here. I kind of think that was maybe the best ending for Jody to not go with any of those people, but I also don't like the idea of I kind of wish that alone was like I'm making a new life for myself somewhere else where I can meet new people, but it didn't show her meeting any new people, which really made me upset. So.
It sounds like alone is the best setup for the ending scene, though, there where she's standing watching the apocalyptic blah blah blah.
Yeah, she was.
I like
that.
Where she has the partner Zoe,
and she was alone, And she just lives her life with Aiden for the rest of her life, I guess. So, I don't know.
He called the alone the David Banner.
But then watching the, all
just,
of them.
Just walking in off all down the road with the sad music.
Them, like, I don't know if there's one. I think if I would prefer one after watching all the endings, I guess it would probably be probably with Zoe, with the homeless one. But anyways,
they have an apartment now.
They had a very nice, they had an okay apartment. So none of us chose to go into the beyond. Did anyone see any endings where beyond was chosen? Like, for those listening,
yes.
You could either choose life, you could go back to all these things, or you could choose to go to the beyond, which is pretty much, you know, killing yourself. Yeah.
I watched it and I did not like it when I watched it. I was like, if I had chosen that ending, that would have ruined this game for me.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I saw that too. I'm like, I agree.
Just because, I don't know, I just hated the whole... Like, I don't know, it was just like, it's just another universe. It's just another plane of life where we can be gods and do whatever. Gosh. We can transform into anything. We can...
And go see a bearded Ryan crying over a lost love.
Yeah.
And you get to visit...
And also Cole. Jay was really sad too.
Why?
Jay felt the wind.
But why would he be sad? You'd be done
for. He has no idea she's dead yet.
The one girl he ever met on the side of the road.
That's probably
besides
true.
Grandma.
That's probably true.
The only girl who knew how to talk to a horse.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. They shared a connection, guys. Kidding. I'm kidding.
If I had been playing and I had done that, I would have just wanted to go and hunt with Cole for the rest of the time.
See, yes. Like,
just go blow papers around in Cole's office.
Or just why wasn't that just a choice? I mean, if you could go live with the homeless people, I mean, I understand Cole. Yeah, it's like Cole would probably take better care of you than everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but the only thing with Cole is eventually you would probably get found out.
What do you mean found out? Oh, okay.
Well, Cole still works for the,
Maybe you and Cole could go sailboating to a tropical island.
Yeah,
that's
sure.
True.
Exactly.
You would, yeah.
That was the thing that like really made me mad about the Ryan ending, was not that they like went off to a tropical beach, but the fact that like during her narrations it was like, yeah, we don't talk about any of it.
Yeah.
We just act like it never happened.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
the only thing they have in common.
Yeah.
Yes.
I was like, that is not healthy.
That's not how you do
whatsoever.
Things,
but then again,
did anybody take the money, by the way?
Oh, I did.
I
took that money.
Oh, no. I refused the money.
I mean, I kind of knew what was going to happen anyway, so I was like, yeah, I'd get it.
No, I'm a shill. I took that money.
But I mean, did you even have it when you left?
I don't even remember.
I thought everything blew up. I don't know.
Yeah.
So it doesn't even matter. Probably not.
Some infra-world entities have a nice check.
Have the money now.
But they can't cash it. Damn.
So, really, we're running over. But how did you guys feel about the Aiden reveal, about him being your twin brother?
Crushing. Hit me, and it made sense when it happened, and it was like, damn, well played, sort of thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. It really hit, like, that was when I was just like, okay, I like this game. This game can stay. I'm glad I bought it. You know, it's like, but, but I will say that where she's in, like, the weird existential field, and like she sees him and he's standing there and there's just a naked man.
Awkward.
That was a little weird, but then I'm just like, dear, that whole scene, it was like, it was emotional, but at the same time, like, please don't turn the camera and show his face, because I was just picturing, because he was a twin, I was just picturing that they were gonna like try to like just make Ellen Page look like a man. Like, that's what I was afraid of.
That'd have been great. I wish they were showing the face now.
But thankfully, they didn't do that.
Yeah,
but but still, I was like showing just a naked man there. And she's like, "You're my brother." That like that little weird.
I liked the idea. I didn't like the execution.
Okay.
And I can't really explain why. Like, it just seemed very. The most simplest way I could put it is it seemed very cheesy to me. I remember the first time when my first playthrough, when it was revealed, I was like, "Oh, wow, that makes sense." But, and especially this time watching, I was like, I don't know. Like, I think that they could have maybe, I don't know. And it felt a little rushed. Like, I kind of wish that there was something leading up to it, like throughout the game, like something that you could have found. And I'm thinking, like, why was this ever? Like, why did he get, you know, like, there were certain times I felt that if Item was her twin brother, like, that he would have reacted differently.
Mm-hmm.
Or that he would have, or he wouldn't have reacted as strongly as he did. And then also, it's kind of like, you know, she went to find her mother, who was in a coma. But, like, I just feel like there is something that should have been revealed that would have made you been like, oh, well, maybe this is someone I know. Or maybe this is someone, you know, rather than just being like, oh, it's my twin brother.
Or, like, when she's in the coma after she gets the concussion after the house fire.
Yeah.
And then, like, Aiden is showing her all the TV show memories.
Yeah.
They very specifically left out the part where she says she's calling for her son.
Yes.
And then decided to wait until the end. And so, like, if Aiden was trying to, like, help her remember something.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I thought.
Would have been a good place. Like, just saying.
The way I was thinking of it, like, when I was playing it, is like there's a, I forget where she says it, but there's a line where Jody says that Aiden doesn't even know what he is. So my thought was that Aiden aged the same as Jody. Like, he was learning the same as Jody. So, and like, he just didn't know what he was. So,
but then that was my impression. Isn't she accessing, like, people's doesn't she, like, experience her mother's memories when she's there visiting her in the coma? Like, doesn't Aiden help direct, like,
those things to her? I do agree, like, when they went and found their mom, you know, I feel like they could have at least, like, seeded the idea in there. Especially since, I don't know if in that hospital scene, did you guys use Aiden to snoop around in all the other patients' rooms?
You could see him.
I wouldn't, yeah. I
yeah, like the fly. First room you, yeah, the first room you go into.
You.
Yeah, like that like creeped me out.
They know his name.
And they know his name. That was the thing, yeah.
That gave me shivers, like, because that was the first room I checked, and he's like, "Hey, Aiden." I'm like, "Whoa, no,
that touch. No,
no,
no."
So it's like, I think that would have been cool. You know, it's like when Jody had that moment where she sees her mom in the astral plane or whatever, that like Aiden is there too, and like, she's like, "Jody, Aiden," and so then it would be like, "Wait, how does mom know Aiden?" You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, that would have been, yeah. And that should have, you're right, that makes more sense, yeah.
And that would have taken care of, I guess, because after she woke up from the coma, I would probably be thinking, okay, now I have to go and find my brother.
Yeah.
And not probably, the first time, probably not make the connection. That was
right, right.
So.
Okay, so we should probably wrap up. So if you guys get together your final thoughts and your final score for Beyond Two Souls. Franco, as usual, we'll start with you.
Okay. Story and some of the storytelling makes up for a lot of sins. The sins are mostly involved with quick time events and controlling the character. The play style going back and forth, I think that's the right way to go. I probably would have given this game a 10 if it wasn't for the control issues. With the control issues, I'm going to give it a 9. a solid 9. Okay. Without having to rehash a lot of what we talked about here, it's as a story-based game, the story really knocked it out of the park. Mm-hmm. So,
Sorry.
Go ahead. I'm good.
For me, I liked it. The controls from the get-go, the controls just infuriated me, which I usually don't let things get to me that bad, but just like during the CIA training level, I was ready to just throw my controller across the room just because, and then that just got worse as it was going on. So that automatically like lowered it a lot for me. And then I was like, okay, you're going to have to build me up, game. You got to bring me back up, which it did. I like the story. I like the characters and the choices you can make. I wish that each chapter kind of like connected more with the other chapters, mm-hmm. rather than just being like separate scenes. Mm-hmm. Like just, oh, here's a Tom Clancy, you know, splinter cell, like African nation.
Yeah.
Mission.
Yeah.
Oh, here's a spy James Bond mission. Oh, all of a sudden, Nathan's working in you're in the conference room from Dr. Strangelove.
And now you're just on a date.
Yeah, now you're on a quirky date where in my level, I ordered pizza. So it was like they're eating pizza. and so it was. Like I liked each of those scenes, but like they all just didn't really kind of connect. They were all just a bunch of different movies thrown together. And so, I mean, I would give it an 8, but I think I'll just take a little bit off just because I felt there's some cliches in some of the characters and writing. So I'm gonna say 7.8. I know that's just an arbitrary number, but 7.8.
And Madeline?
Interesting ideas. Terrible execution. 4.
Ooh.
Wow. I am surprised. Let's just say that.
Chris. So, I will say, when I was done with the game, I kind of hated it in a way, with the way it was ending and all of that stuff. But you know, when you got to the end and then the coconut, I got the Ryan ending because I completely forgot who Jay was. So I was like, oh, Ryan, yeah, sure, okay, I'll go with him.
But, I know this guy.
But in, you know, it you know, because I was really kind of like disliking how the game was ending.
Mm-hmm.
But then the part where, you know, Jody's sitting watching the water, and then the coconut rolls around, and then in the sand, you know, I'm still here. You know, that kind of got me. And then this was the type of game for me that after, I guess, sitting there and letting it stew after a while, just really kind of sunk into me about how, at least to me, that this game was more of a interactive movie than an actual game.
Mm-hmm.
Because of that, I forgave it for a lot of the issues that I had with coming up with it. But, you know, it just really left an impression on me with just the entire journey and everything that you went through with Jody as you were progressing.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, there were dogs, but they were out to attack you, and you were forced to hurt them as well. Mm-hmm. But all of that being said, all is forgiven on that, with how it made me feel, so I will actually give this game a 10.
Oh, wow. Okay.
All right. And before I go, I will read. Kevin didn't give it a score because he didn't finish it. He did watch, I think, some playthroughs of it. And so before he had to go, he had to deck out early for his D&D game. But he says that he thinks that the game has poor writing in parts. The quick time events seemed frustrating. And the idea of the ghost spirit connection with Aiden was really cool. But he felt like they failed to implement it well. And he also thought that the future scene that's in pretty much all of the endings, unless you go to the beyond, where it was a bit cheesy. My score, the first time I played this game, I loved it. As Chris was saying, like, impression on me. I think just because I didn't really know what to expect then, and after I was done playing, I was like, oh my gosh, like, that was, you know, epic, you know, because it was very broad stroke. And I found Jody's character interesting, I guess. But then playing at this time, like, I did not love it, I think things just stood out to me more because it was my second playthrough, and I was noticing things that I hadn't before, like with Jody's character and with how people treat her, and with certain things just not being written very well. And not to say it's a bad game because of those things, but it is, there are definitely things that it can be improved on. So with that being said, I think I'm going to give it an 8.5. Oh, broad range of scores tonight. Okay, all right. So I will compile the scores together, post them on the socials, post them here on Discord, etc., etc. So next week on September the 11th, we are talking about Detention. For those listening, we might not have that podcast. I mean, I might try and fool with recordings myself. I know Chris isn't going to be here, who usually runs our podcast recordings. So we probably won't have a recording for that next week. So we're talking about Detention, which is available on PC, I believe PS4. Yeah, PlayStation 4, PC, and also the Switch. Thank you, Jonathan. And then, so that will be a 1 week game. And then the following week, we'll start talking about Little Nightmares, which is available a couple places. It's available on PC, I think PlayStation 4, and I think Xbox One as well. It's pretty broad scope. So with Little Nightmares, if you haven't bought the game or if you don't have the game, and you're going to buy it with the DLCs if possible, because I think that we're going to play the whole game on September, where we're going to talk about the whole game, or the whole vanilla game, on September the 18th, and then we'll be talking about the DLCs. There's three of them, an hour each, on the 25th, because it's about a different character. So it's like a whole kind of story into itself. But anyways, I'll post that up on the socials as well. So next week we're talking about Detention. Anyways, so thanks guys for being here, for chatting about Beyond Two, and for playing the month chat, and you guys see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.